Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show, but she's with an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time. Karen Thomas is here. She's Senior Executive VP, I should say, of Government Relations and Public Policy at the ICBA, Independent Community Bankers of America. And folks, I'm telling you, you know how I feel about community bankers. I've been saying for a long time, Karen, welcome to the show. And I was just telling, I tell the audience, I've been saying for a long time, the three pillars of the American marketplace, the original foundation. If the archaeologists dig down all the way down to the bedrock, they'll find small businesses, farmers and ranchers, community bankers and chambers of commerce. Those three pillars. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Good morning, Jim, and good morning to all your listeners.
It's good
great
to have
to
you
be here. And
it's good to have
we,
you here.
We have
Karen.
Something in common, which is our love and appreciation for community banks.
No question about it. I don't mind saying I'm the biggest champion of community banks because I've just seen them perform over and over again. Not only have I seen it, I've experienced it. I don't mind telling people, Karen, if it weren't for my community banker, I would not be here right now. I would not be talking to you today if it weren't for my community banker. They believed in me when I wasn't sure if I believed in myself. I never, ever, ever forget that. So, Karen, I want to get a report from you before we get into some of the policy stuff. I want to get a report for my audience on the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP. No sector, no banking sector performed for PPP in terms of speed and efficiency and love and execution and performance like the community bankers did. Is that right?
You got it 100% right. I think community banks made 60% of all the loans, saving something like 30 million jobs or helping to save 30 million jobs. And it's what they do best. I mean, they're there through the good times and bad times for their customers, particularly their small business customers. Remember, community banks are small businesses themselves. And that relationship and that between a small business and its community banker is a precious thing, and it's to the benefit of both parties.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of new community bank customers out of the PPP program.
That's
these
what they
small
called
businesses
them.
Who had,
that's what they called
yeah,
them.
They had,
community bankers, that when somebody came to them, when big companies wouldn't even take care of their own customers, let alone new people, I reminded when somebody said, you think, when I'd recommend, I put a lot of people together with community banks all around the country. I found them, community banks around the country. And they said, you think they'll take me? And I said, they'll call you a new customer. That's what they'll do.
Exactly. They don't call you not a customer. You're now our new customer.
That's exactly right.
So we have a few testimonials on our website from some small businesses talking about their PPP experiences that might be of interest to your listeners.
I had several people, Karen, who, and I mean several folks, who could not get through. They were not getting responses back from their national bank, like Wells Fargo and companies like, and those that size, that kind of bank. I don't mind mentioning Wells Fargo's name by name, as being a disappointment. And I made a phone call to a banker I didn't know, and the next day that person's proposal, their PPP application was already in the works the next day. And they did
very typical experience.
The day I made the phone call, the banker and the customer didn't know each other.
That was a very typical experience. It shows how community banks are nimble. They're close to their customers. I mean, they're, you know, sort of their middle name is service. If they don't provide good service, they're not going to keep you as a customer. So that's what they do.
Folks, it's hard to imagine, but it's true. I know it may be hard for you to imagine this, but there's something that part of that bedrock of that I talked about earlier was relationship banking. In the third decade of the 21st century, you can still find relationship banking out on Main Street, but it's not in the big banks. You only find it with community banks. That's the only place. It's not a unicorn, folks. You can find it. It's there, but you got to go knock on the door. You got to go contact a community banker if you want to find it. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about some of the policy issues that community banks are fighting so they can stay in business. Karen Thomas is doing that fight, and she'll report on that after the break. It's almost 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.